Imagine flying an airplane for 26 hours without using a single drop of fuel. Well, that is what André Borschberg did. He's the pilot of the Solar Impulse, an experimental solar-powered plane. Today he completed a 26-hour test flight after gliding in loops over the Jura Mountains west of the Swiss Alps. The plane's 12,000 solar cells absorbed sunlight during the day to power its journey overnight. André Borschberg says the solo flight was an amazing experience.
Well, I had the chance to fly during a beautiful day with a wonderful sunset, with a gorgeous night, you know, with a small moon coming out at 2 o'clock, and of course a wonderful sunrise. And of course, when the sun is rising, you start to get energy and things start to be alive. So that's also a very special moment.
A former Swiss Air Force pilot, Borschberg says the Solar Impulse was totally unlike any other airplane he's flown. One thing in particular, it makes little noise.
It's extremely agreeable. Huh? I think, you know, it's the first time that when you fly an airplane, you can also listen to other sounds. So that's new, that's very uncommon, but I tell you, it's not unpleasant.
The four-engine plane flew to over 28,000 feet at a maximum speed of 78 miles per hour. It's considered the longest and highest flight by a solar-powered craft, but Borschberg says the Solar Impulse is about more than just breaking records.
This airplane is fundamentally a project around energy savings. And the end result is an airplane of the size of an Airbus, of a big Airbus, yeah, with a 64 meters wingspan, but extremely light, extremely efficient. And so we need very little energy to fly it, to fly it day and night, and hopefully in the future to fly also long distance.
Borschberg and his team now plan to build a more sophisticated solar-powered plane, one that can cross the Atlantic. Their ultimate goal, to circle the globe. All Things Considered is a production of NPR News, which is solely responsible for its content. Transcripts for the stories you hear today are available for free tomorrow when you visit the story page on NPR.org. Listeners like you make this and other programs possible. Thanks for supporting public radio. This is NPR.